Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Shanghai International Port Group said Shanghai Port remained the world's busiest for the 13th straight year in 2022. Container throughput reached 47.3 million 20-foot equivalent units last year, up from 47.03 million TEUs in 2021. Zhang Yue tells us more.
At Yangshan Deepwater Port's Shengdong International Container Terminal, employees have been loading container boxes onto Costco Shipping Solar, one of the largest container ships in the world. The 400-meter vessel is capable of carrying 210,000 TEUs.
More than 6,000 containers will be loaded onto the ship by 10 p.m. today.
At 10 a.m., there were 13 container vessels docked at Yangshan Deepwater Port. A port inspection officer said documentation for vessels docking can be completed online to increase efficiency.
Inspection procedures will be streamlined for vessels that dock for less than 24 hours so that customs clearance efficiency can be increased.
Shengdong Terminal handled 28,500 TEUs on the first day of the year.
As today is the first Tuesday of the month, it was free admission day at the Long Museum, West Bund, and also the first time visitors could see a contemporary art exhibition in the museum's West Building for free. Lei Shuren has the story.
The West Building is located across from the museum's main building. Its floor-to-ceiling windows let in a tremendous amount of natural light. The space was previously rented to another art gallery, but was reacquired by the Long Museum in November of last year. The exhibition currently on display in the building is contemporary artist Li Hongwei's first solo show. More than 20 sculptures and other installations are displayed in the space. Some of these pieces are interactive, allowing visitors a more personal experience with the art.
Today's exhibition is free, so I came here to see it. It's so beautiful and very comfortable in here.
The West Building is an exhibition space for contemporary and modern art. Li Hongwei's exhibition in the West Building opened on November the 10th and will run until February the 19th.
The Russian Defense Ministry said on Monday that Ukrainian troops fired rockets on a temporary deployment facility of the Russian army in the city of Makiivka in Donetsk, killing at least 63 servicemen. Stephen Rancourt has the story.
The Russian Defense Ministry said that Ukrainian forces fired six rockets from a HIMARS battery. They say two of them were shot down.
The Kyiv regime targeted a temporary deployment point of the Russian armed forces near the settlement of Makiivka in the Donetsk People's Republic. They fired six rockets from a U.S.-made HIMARS launchers.
The Ukrainian military on Monday claimed that their forces had indeed struck a Russian settlement in Makiivka on Saturday. The spokesperson for the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine stated in a regular briefing that 10 units of Russian military equipment of various types were destroyed or damaged in the attack. Russia conducted drone strikes overnight on Monday. Energy infrastructure in the country's capital, Kyiv, were damaged in the attack, and parts of the city were left without power or heating. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Russia was betting on the exhaustion of Ukrainian forces, but his aim was to give the Ukrainian people small victories on a daily basis, such as shooting down drones and missiles and fixing the power grid to reduce the frequency of blackouts. Zelensky said he spoke with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and that they discussed new financial support for Ukraine, as well as the preparation of a Ukraine-EU summit in February.
I spoke today with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. We discussed financial support for our state. Already in January, we expect the first tranche of this financing, in line with what was agreed to last year.
Zelensky said he believed that this summit will be able to outline a path for Ukraine-EU joint stability and joint victory.